Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us tonight. Our lines will be open, so you can call 619-639-4733 with your comments, questions, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 619-639-4733. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or GITM, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, home or house church usually have 20 people or less. Small churches are up to 100 adults, and parachurch ministries could be Bible studies, prayer groups, men or women's ministries that are not churches in and of themselves, but walk alongside the church. We are featuring one home, small, or parachurch ministry each month by interviewing them. We hope that as you hear them tell their personal testimonies, share their history, their current activities, their future vision, and preach the word of God, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
I'll tell the people them, no?
Well, glory to God. Hello, hello. Welcome, everyone. Amen. And yes, this is your host, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Awesome One. You are the True and Living One. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord, and we don't take it lightly that you keep showing up. Hallelujah. Week after week, day after day, you keep showing up. And we thank you for that, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, and we give you praise for it, Lord. And now we just ask you to touch each and every person who's listening right now, and even those who will listen in the future. Lord, touch each and every person. Touch all of our households, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever is wrong, we ask you to make it right. And whatever is right, we ask you to take it, set it apart, and dedicate it for your use and for your glory. And we just thank you, Lord God, for our speaker today and for all that you have preordained to be done on this day. We give you glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Welcome once again. Thank you all for being here. If you've been with us before, you know that we're in the midst of a series, and we're calling it Pandemic Lessons Learned. So there are some things that we've learned during this pandemic. It's been a year now, you know, and previous broadcast earlier this month, we had my niece, Joy Price, and she talked about buying groceries. Those are some things that maybe we did before the pandemic, but during the pandemic, you know, we've been ordering groceries and having groceries delivered. And so she gave us some hints and some tips about doing that. Really good information. And then the next week she talked about ordering and even having food delivered, whether it was from a restaurant or a fast food place, you know, how you can do that, and some hints and some tips on that too. And she was the one, her and her sister Amber were the ones who helped me to learn how to do that during the pandemic, because honestly, I did not know at all. So it was such a blessing. And so we talked about that. And then last week, we had my nephew come on. It's a family affair. So, you know, at first, like, you go to your family and get all, you know, use all the resources you have in your family. And so come to find out, my nephew has invested in cryptocurrency. And so we talked to him about that last week. And he was able to give us some good information and some tips. And so we're staying on that vein for this week. We may even do it one more week. We'll see. But that's what we're going to do tonight. Now, let me just tell you, you know, as a woman of God, as a relationship, the relationship that I have with the Lord, what he has done for me periodically is it seems like I'm on the stock market page in my life or in the spirit. And the last time something like this happened to me, I just heard the Lord say to buy, put the stock that I had at that time into AT&T to move it over. And AT&T was pretty low at that time, and it's many years ago. And then he said, now when it gets to this certain point, when it gets to this much, get out of it. And so I said, okay, la la la, and I told some friends of mine and everything. And when it got to that point, I mean, they were so excited. You know, they were making money and everything, and they were so excited. And, you know, I let them know when the Lord told me to get out, and they said, ah, okay, whatever, we're going to stay in. So they went on and stayed in, and I don't know what happened after that. But, you know, and so many years have passed, and I have not been, or we have not been on the stock market page until the end of 2019. And at the end of 2019, the Lord began to talk to me about investing in stock, and there were certain stocks. And I'll just be honest with you. There's stocks that he told me to buy. I have no clue of what they were until after I got them, and then I've read about them, you know, since then. But I was just following the leading of the Lord, and one of those was Bitcoin. It's not a stock, but, you know, it's cryptocurrency. And so, and then also, just because we're talking about that, he told me to invest in the electric cars, Tesla. That's taken a nosedive lately, but I'm not moved. And so, and something else called NIO. Now, as I'm talking about this, I'm going to let you know that myself and my guests, we are not professional financial advisors. So whatever you hear today, please be prayerful about it, because the only way that this is going to quote-unquote work is as the Lord tells you what to do. And, you know, you need to follow the leading of the Lord, because it can get like a roller coaster around here, you know, with things going on. So we need to hear from the Lord and follow the leading of the Lord. Now, I have so much that I can say, but I want to say that there are times in the Bible where the Lord has talked about, you know, a wealth transfer. You know, the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And there was a wealth transfer when the children of Israel were getting ready to go through the Red Sea, and they were in Egypt, which was their quote-unquote world system. And as they were on their way out of Egypt, the Lord told them to go to the people's houses and collect some things on their way out. And so when they went out, you know, there was a wealth transfer going on. I do believe by the Spirit of the Lord, and please, please, please hear from him yourself as well, but I believe that at this time, this is part of the wealth transfer that's going on right now. And we need to hear from him. We need to continue. If we're doing it now, we're not doing it, do it. Tithes and offerings must be done. That's a must. That's the foundation. Amen. And then, you know, God's going to bless us with more for his glory as we, you know, continue to advance his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. I could say so much more stuff, but I want to get to our speaker tonight. I want to give him an opportunity to talk, and then after he finishes, then we'll have you guys will have an opportunity to ask him questions as well. So our guest speaker tonight, I love how God does things. Like I said before, I knew nothing about cryptocurrency, so I began to talk to my friends and say, who do you know that knows anything about Bitcoin? Who do you know? And one of my closest friends, Ministry Lane, who lives in North Carolina, has a ministry with this beautiful lady named Minister Jan. And Minister Jan mentioned it to her son, who knows about cryptocurrency. And he's a man of God. And so he is our guest today. You know, years ago they used to say there's 6 degrees of separation where you can know anybody. If you touch the right 6 people or talk to the right 6 people, you can get to anyone all over the world. Well, we didn't have to go through 6 people. Amen. The world has gotten smaller. Praise God. So let me tell you about our guest tonight. His name is Pastor Brian Wright. He's the founder and pastor of Boomerang Church. And when I heard Boomerang Church, come on, somebody, I said, this man hears from God and does what God says do. Who would found a church called Boomerang unless they were hearing it straight from God? Amen. And it's in North Carolina. Now, you're going to have to tell me the name of your city because I don't want to chop it up. Pastor Wright, and he and his wife, Nicole, married in 1999. They have 2 daughters and a son. In 1999, a very good year. Praise God. And Pastor Wright also founded whatsright.com, a growing resource center for the body of Christ with online tools, teaching, and a daily live broadcast called Lunch Plus. Now, Wright is spelled, because I know some of you are Googling or looking right now, Wright is spelled W-R-I-G-H-T. So if you're looking up whatswright.com, okay, that's W-R-I-G-H-T. He was heavily impacted by the full gospel message and has a dedication and devotion for training up and empowering people around the world with manifestations of the supernatural fruit of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'll tell you that when we met over the phone, I knew that the Spirit of the Lord had put us together for a divine appointment. So I'd like to introduce to some and present to all Pastor Brian Wright. Welcome, Pastor Wright.
Thank you, Apostle Kissy. It's so nice to be here tonight.
Amen. And thank you for staying up so late for me.
Oh, it's pretty normal for me, so this is not too bad.
Okay, great. Amen. Well, let's start. We're going to ask you a few kind of spiritual questions first, and then we'll get into the cryptocurrency part. So we can just, our listeners can know a little bit more about you. What is your favorite scripture,
okay,
or one that has laid on your heart recently?
Wow. There's been quite a few on my heart recently, but my favorite, it depends on what topic we're talking about. Many times, I'll give you a couple of them. One of my favorites of all time would be John 10:10. The thief comes to only to steal, kill, and destroy, but Jesus said, I am come that they might have life to the full, have and enjoy life to the full in abundance till it overflows, the Amplified says. Another one that I like is Acts 13:22, I believe it is, where it says that the Lord said about David, he's a man after my own heart. That's something that's very important to me. And then, just another verse that I preach a lot, it comes up a lot and got some revelation on Corinthians 2:14 that says, but thanks be unto God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, always leads us, never leading us any place other but triumph. And he manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. So always and everywhere. And he's not just talking about having Holy Ghost goosebumps. He manifests it. He makes it real for us. So that's a verse that I use and talk about quite a bit.
Amen. Amen. I like how you say it. Not just Holy Ghost goosebumps, but this is real. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. All right. So now tell us about your salvation experience. When were you born again? What happened?
Yeah, well, I was born into a family that was about to get saved. I don't believe they were. I think my mom was born again, who you mentioned earlier, but my dad wasn't, and because he wasn't, I think it was, not exactly a Christian family in that way, but he had a radical experience with the Lord. And very soon, he and my mom really started going after the Lord. And so all of my memory, I remember going to church. And I remember that I was 7 years old, and we were in a church close to Greensboro, North Carolina. And I remember thinking, this minister is going to preach a message, and then he's going to call for people that want to give their lives to Jesus. And I remember at 7 years old, I know now what it was. It was the Holy Ghost drawing me and Holy Spirit drawing me. All I knew was he was going to ask who wanted to be in the family of God. And if you did, you needed to walk forward down the aisle. And I was just waiting for him to make that call. And the Holy Spirit was drawing me. It's the first time I ever remember the Holy Spirit drawing me like that. And
wow.
I responded basically, and that's all. That's kind of been throughout my whole life. When he draws and calls, I've responded, and that's been a very good thing, very good habit. But anyway, he got to the end of his message, and I got out of the seat and walked down the aisle at 7 and got baptized soon after that. And so that's been a few years now, and been, I guess, it'll be 41 years this fall, so been born again, and had a period of time where I wasn't really chasing after the Lord in my teenage years and early adult years. But then, as I was in the Marines and met my wife, and really right around that period of time, my wife and I were dating. She got born again, and the Lord really grabbed a hold of me and was drawing me, and I responded again, and we just started growing in the Lord together, and a couple years later we got married, and really just went after Jesus from that standpoint, and it's been just a joy and a blessing.
Amen. Well, and it's a wonderful thing that you and your wife are growing together. Amen. Now,
yes.
What about being filled with the Holy Ghost? Well, tell us about that experience.
Well, I kind of, because of the situation, I kind of had two distinct moments of that, one as a child and one as an adult, because of that time where I was not necessarily chasing after God. I had another experience as an adult, but the first time was probably around the age of 9, and I remember being filled with the Holy Ghost and praying in the Spirit in my prayer language around that time, and you know, just walking with the Lord, and I would say just a sweet presence, you know, in my life, which was Him. And then even around, I think it was my parents had some powerful ministers into the church where they were pastoring. And at that time, they brought in a man, and he was actually moving in miracles, and literally I was watching people's legs grow out. I think I was about 11, and I thought, well, if God will do that for him, he'll do it for me too. So I took all the, after the service, I took all the kids to the back room and had them sit down, and one kid, their leg was about, I don't know, 3/8 inch to a 1/2 inch short, and I prayed, and it grew out, and all the kids were like, wow, and I was like, yeah, I knew he'd do it, because that's who he is, right? And that childlike faith, and so I was operating in some of that early on, and you know, then as an adult, after I spent that time kind of not chasing after the Lord, I had a time where I longed to be filled again. I knew the baptism. I longed to be filled, and I was in the middle of a Baptist bookstore, and I was looking for any books that would feed this hunger that I had growing in me, and kind of felt like the Holy Spirit prompted me and said, you need to be refilled with the Holy Spirit. I said, okay, how do I do that? I was still young as an adult in the Lord, and he said, just pray in the Holy Ghost. And I was thinking, I hadn't prayed in the Holy Ghost in a long, long time. And I just yielded, and, you know, by faith, I started speaking those syllables that I had rise up in my spirit, man. And from my spirit, man, to my brain, and I spoke them by faith. And immediately the flooding of the Holy Spirit happened again, and I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And, of course, that just lit me up, and it's been, you know, pretty much up, you know, the whole time. I've had times where I've missed it, definitely, but as I turned to the Lord, it just kept going up. It's been awesome.
Amen. Well, thank you for sharing that. That is so good. And I could just see
Amen.
You as a child, 11 years old, line up. Now the people who were praying for the people, was that the Happy Hunters? Do you recall?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. It was, I think it was, the name that I remember is Stan Johnson, and I'm not sure if that was him, but I know he came to the church, and some people knew him, but he was an evangelist, I believe.
Okay. Okay. But you know about the Happy Hunters, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Joan Hunter's parents. So, yeah, and they did something called the leg thing and, you know, had people
yeah.
put their leg and the leg grew out and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I've
so
seen it
awesome.
Multiple times.
Yes. Yeah. It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's so, a very, very visible thing. It's pretty neat. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So now tell us, you told us a little bit about your wife and, you know, we know that you have the children. Tell us, you know, a little bit about your family, whatever you'd like to share about your family.
Well, they're awesome. And I can, one of the things I like to talk about is that even in my youth as a child, I had a dream of a family, and the Lord has fulfilled that. And I had a dream of my wife and a dream of a family, and the Lord has brought all of that to pass, and it's beautiful. And my wife and I, she was born again, and she didn't go to church much growing up, but we started dating, and as the Lord was drawing me, we started going back to church, and then one day we were having dinner after church, and you know, she accepted the Lord as her Savior. And in that moment, something really happened, and the Lord spoke to me and really challenged me to up my walk. And from that moment, we started growing together, not quite as much while we were dating, but we started down, you know, in that direction, down that path. But as when we got married, we were just talking about this, we went to a place, we went from Greensboro that I think it has, at that time I'm thinking it had 150,000 people. We went to a city that had 600 people, and we literally had nothing to do. We were newly married. We had no money. All we had was time, each other, and Jesus, and it's some of the most precious time that we ever had in our life, and we hungered and grew for the things of God, and, you know, if you get hungry, God will fill you, and if you get, if you humble yourself and don't act like you know it all, he will give you grace and greater grace, the Word says. So that's what we were doing, and I wouldn't say that we were doing it because we knew that promise. We were just that hungry. It was a very genuine hunger and humility towards him, and he started filling us. He started putting people in our path, and we grew up together in the Lord and equally yoked as adults, and she was learning things for the first time. I was relearning them as an adult, and after a couple of years, she got pregnant, and we had our first daughter, and Abigail, and she's been such a blessing. There was an attack on her life. She had actually a constriction of the aorta, and so 3 months after being born, we handed her over to the doctors to have immediate heart surgery. And that was interesting. It was definitely a weird feeling. And one of the things that happened was she did great. We were believing God for great success. And but then they were giving her some medicine, and one of the nurses actually messed up and did what they called death by decimal. They moved the decimal point one place in the wrong direction and gave her 10 times the amount of medicine that she was supposed to get as a three-month-old that was not very big. And immediately she died, and she flatlined, arched her back, flatlined, lungs filled with fluid, and they called us up, and when we went up that time to go, you know, see her, they had security and our deputy standing out, and you know, basically because they knew what had happened, they protected everybody by protecting, you know, them from us and how we might react. And so we went into a waiting room, and a minister came in, and I knew that we needed the Holy Ghost. We needed the power of God. We did not, this was not a time to play religious games. And I asked the, you know, chaplain there, I said, you know, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? And he kind of stuttered a little bit about that, and I just said, do you pray in tongues? And he said, no, I don't. I said, we're okay then, and I really appreciate you being here, but we'll be okay, thank you. And so we just went into praying in the Holy Spirit. Well, the doctor that had done her surgery was right there. He was never there at that time, but he happened to be right there across the hall, ran in, resuscitated her, and she, you know, fully healed. And one of the things that they told us was that, one of the things that they told us was that she would never be the same, and her heart would never be the same. She'd probably have to have, you know, all kinds of stuff in her life. And we said, no. We said, our Lord, He heals completely. We're believing you for a completely full and whole heart, completely healed. And a few years ago we went back, and it was funny because one of the doctors said, I was there the day they operated on this little girl. He said, but if you would have told me that this is her heart, I would have never believed you, because I was there and I know what it should look like. But what I'm seeing is a completely healed and full and whole heart. And we just celebrate. We've been expecting for quite some time. And the Lord healed her, and she's such a blessing. A couple years after her, we had our second daughter, Rachel, and she is such a joy and funny. My wife calls her Little Brian, and she has a lot of my personality, and she's a joy. And then about 8 years later, we were really longing for a boy, and I just had it in my heart. And so we believed the Lord, and we had Luke, and he's 7 years old, and he is all boy, and it's awesome watching him grow up. And he's a giver, and they all have giftings. You know, Rachel has giftings. She's the only one in our family that can sing, so there's that.
All right. Amen. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. It was like I felt like I was at the edge of my chair, you know, with everything that was going on with Abigail. And so we thank God. Yes, He is the healer. Hallelujah.
Yes, He is.
And how old is Abigail now?
She turns 19 on Monday, I believe that is.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, she's getting ready to graduate with an associate's degree and in a couple of months. And Rachel is in 10th grade, and Luke is in 2nd grade. I believe I got all those right. And doing great, and they're flowing in the Holy Spirit and operating and ministering on different levels and love the Lord, and the Lord is providing for them. Every one of them could give you testimonies about how the Lord has provided.
Amen. Now, that all by itself is enough to talk about tonight, but we're going to go on to cryptocurrency. Because
sounds good.
Let's start with this. How did you get involved in cryptocurrency? And if you want to talk about an overview of what cryptocurrency is, that'd be great. But mainly, how did you get involved in it?
Well, how I got involved in it is I've pretty much been always hungry for technical things. I always enjoyed computers and anything technical and any kind of technology. And so, of course, when you hear about something like Bitcoin and you understand just the smallest, bit about it, it had my attention, but surprisingly, that's not something that I jumped into, and I didn't understand it. I really wish I would have now, but I didn't. And so I really began to know about it probably about 2 or 3 years ago. I had some friends that were involved with some trading of it, and it caught my attention. I started to do some research, and honestly, I didn't have a really good feel for it and didn't understand fully what it was doing or what the purpose of it was or how it was being utilized. And I was pretty ignorant about it. But it's really quite an interesting topic, and I love just the thought of cryptocurrencies because it's very interesting. I think my brother and I were talking the other day, and we were talking about how evil always wants control. And one of the things that you see in cryptocurrencies, one of the purposes is to break out of some of the centralized control. Many people believe that cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin was established simply to break the control of a centralized banking system and open it up without having all the middlemen. And so one of the things that you've seen is that the currencies that we have, the dollar, the the euro, all of the different fiat currencies, they're generally controlled by a centralized banking system, and in the process, the centralized banking system has a lot of control over that. And so like in India, they just decided at one point that they just wanted to take out, two of the bills and, in currency and say they're not worth anything anymore. So what that would be like for us here is if they just said every $20 bill you had and every $100 bill you have, it's not worth anything anymore. And so you can't, if you have those, you might as well burn them because they're not worth anything. So that would scare a lot of people. That's actually what they did in India. And a lot of times when you have these bailouts, they're adding to that because a lot of times that money reduces in value because of bailouts and things like that. So cryptocurrency, I think at least in some small portion, was born in a direction of trying to decentralize some of the power and control of that. And, to give you another idea of that, when I travel and do missionary work and, do work around the world, and I've, been in multiple countries preaching the gospel, one of the things I never really thought about until I actually started traveling was, how do you get money into there? Because a lot of times you have limits that you can take. I went into one country, and all you could bring in was about $3,000. Well, if you're doing a major outreach campaign, that's not a lot of money. And that can go very quickly depending on what you're doing. We were talking about the potential of doing a 100,000 seat, basically going into a 100,000 seat arena and having an outreach campaign. And you can't do a whole lot of that with $3,000 in your pocket. So how do you transfer money? How do you get money into the country? And one of the things that I've found is if I wanted to wire that money by, a wire company like Western Union or something like that, a lot of times they'll take a very large percentage out of that. Well, I don't want. If you have $10,000, you're sending it over there to do the work. I don't want to lose $1,000 of that. I don't want to lose $500 of that. I want to invest it in the kingdom of God as much as possible. Well, cryptocurrency gives you a way to have funds available in most every country in the world. As long as there's an internet, there's a potential to have that. As long as it's accepted, it kind of takes the power away. And that's somewhat how cryptocurrency was born, was taking that centralized power away. And so it's a decentralized digital currency that is an accepted value between parties. And so one of the things that you see is that it really gives you some flexibility. So one, you know, if I'm sitting there in the middle of Africa and I have no cash on me but I need to get some, if I have a phone or can get to an internet, I can potentially have that you know, Bitcoin transferred into the money that's there on the ground. And that gives me some flexibility. It gives me some fluidity of those funds, things like that. You know, matter of fact, we have somebody that we're supporting, and one of the ways that we want, it's hard to get cash in and out like we want to, and so one of the ways that we've looked at is being able to transfer that by Bitcoin, and then they can transfer that into their own currency there. So it opens up a whole lot of avenues in that way. But then over time, you actually had where people are buying houses and, you know, buying all kinds of things that happen. And so Bitcoin, a lot of the value of Bitcoin is in its perceived value by the people that would use it. And, of course, it started very low, and it's raised very, very high. About an hour ago, I looked at it, and one Bitcoin is worth about $52,000 at this present moment. A couple of days ago, it was worth about $60,000. This time last year, it was worth about $3,000 per Bitcoin. So if you had one Bitcoin that you bought for $3,000 last year, it would be worth $52,000 right now. So there's definitely some investment potential there, and there's different places that you can trade and invest, and I can tell you about a couple of those on the that I've used, and different ones that I've used, and I've found some different places to trade it where it's not as expensive as well. So that's always good, because anytime that you have a trading of currency, you have somebody that wants to tack on their 1-3%, and that way every trade they make some money off of a lot of trades. And there's a lot of banks have made a lot of money that way. But you want to find a place that's not going to rob you on that. And I found one place that I'm pleased with specifically. But I've found several that you can utilize. And pretty much anybody today with a phone can buy Bitcoin. But the history of it's really interesting, and watching, it's very volatile. It's up and down, and, you know, it's been, I remember this time last year, I think it was, right around this time last year, they were talking about Bitcoin would be, they had people that believed that Bitcoin would go up to be $100,000 per coin. And I looked at it and went, I'm having a hard time seeing that. And it just hit 60,000. At that point, it was under 10,000 per coin, and I thought, man, that's gonna be a push. But sure enough, it's well on its way, and it would not surprise me now at all. So now I can definitely see how it could go there. Now, will it? I don't have the answer to that, but I can see how it would go there. And one of the great stories, one of my favorite stories about Bitcoin is I think the first time I heard about Bitcoin, I think it was approximately $1 per coin. You know,
wow.
And I wish I would have bought $100 worth. I wish I would have paid attention, but I didn't. I probably wasn't paying attention to what the Lord was saying then. But anyway, this... On May 22nd, 2010 is what's known as Bitcoin Pizza Day. And I love this story because it just shows what can happen. Of course, you know, in cryptocurrency, that's any type of digital currency, basically. Bitcoin was kind of the first one to spring and break loose. But you have many other, you know, hundreds of other types of cryptocurrencies that are, you know, and really ones that have newer technologies than Bitcoin, but Bitcoin is the most widely accepted in those ways. But you have many that are growing up with it, like Ethereum and Litecoin, the Dogecoin that was real big a couple of months ago, month and a half ago. You have several that are really good. Actually, one that I've watched go up and really surprised me, I didn't have it, was Binance, B-I-N-A-N-C-E, Binance. And I can put a link in your on your webpage for the Binance if people are interested in it. That's actually the one where I trade that has the least amount. Let me try to get that here in just a second, and I'll get that link for you, and I'll post it on your webpage there. But one of the things
I said, if you don't mind,
text it to
me. Yeah. Because
okay.
I know
sure.
people ask
sure.
me to text it to them. So that's
okay.
the place.
They're already in you.
Okay, thanks. The Binance,
yeah.
that's the place that you trade from?
Yeah, it has the best that I've had so far. And it's really I found it to be the best. A lot of people use Coinbase, and you can, if you're just buying and having a wallet, you can get Coinbase. But and you can do that with Binance as well. But this one is Binance.us, and if you're trading it like you would almost on the stock market, on Coinbase, you would go to pro.coinbase. And with Binance, they have different platforms, one just to have a digital wallet, so to speak, but then they have a trading platform. And the trading platform is almost always going to be less fees because people are making more trades. So I'll send you the link for Binance right now. And mm-hmm. so one of the things is on this pizza day, I'll talk more about that in a second as well and maybe answer some questions on the wallet. And I don't know everything that there is about it. I do find it interesting and I enjoy it. But the Bitcoin Pizza Day is a really neat story, something that actually happened. Bitcoin in May 22nd, 2010, Bitcoin was worth about 0.4 cents. So a dollar would be 0.0041. That one Bitcoin was not even one penny. It wasn't even worth a penny. It was 0.41 of a penny. And a guy named Laszlo wanted to buy some pizzas. It was the first purchase using Bitcoin. And he put a note out, and he offered somebody 10,000 Bitcoin for a couple of pizzas. And so somebody took him up on it. The guy ordered a couple of pizzas. So basically he was giving the person $41 worth of Bitcoin, $41 for two Papa John's pizzas. And the guy took him up on it. He ordered the pizzas. And it was 10,000 Bitcoin. At that point, it was worth $41. He bought two pizzas for it. That $41 worth of Bitcoin in 2010, today, if he would have just kept it, never spent it, today it would be worth approximately $521 million.
What a pizza.
I hope it tasted good. I don't know about you. Man, that stuff better have tasted like gold. And but I bet it didn't. I bet it really doesn't taste like that today. But anyway, so many times, you know, think about that. Like I said, if you would have spent $3,000 this time last year, it'd be worth $52,000 today. So that's a hefty amount of growth in just 1 year. Now, on top of that, we had, you know, the dollar and the lockdown and everything like that, and the value of the dollar has gone down in the last year, and there was question and concern with the lockdown, and so that did help drive up the price. But you can see that people are believing in it more and more, and as they believe in it, the value of it rises. And so what's traded today, you don't have to buy just one coin. I don't have to have $52,000 to buy just one coin. But I can invest on those links that I gave you. I can invest I can just invest, you know, $10, $20 and buy a percentage of the coin. I'll get, you know, 0.01325 Bitcoin, you know, so I'll invest a percentage of it.
Right. And still can make money.
Yeah, it's just like on the stock market. If the Bitcoin price goes up, I make money. If I sell it high and buy it back low, I make money. If I buy it low and sell it high, I make money. And if you do the opposite of that, you lose money.
Right. Okay. Now, I wanted to. Our time is moving on here, but this is what I know about you. This is what I noticed about you. There's so much that we can talk about tonight, but I noticed that on your website, and you can tell people how to get to you, and you know, in your ministry. But I've never seen this before. You know, like on ministries, they give you an opportunity to donate, and you know, we've seen Cash App. You know, we do that here. We've seen, you know, like a PayPal, I think Giveify or something like that. But never, the first time I've ever seen it is on your website where you can donate Bitcoin.
Yeah.
To the
yeah,
ministry.
And crypto.
Cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Now, you guys been doing that for a while?
It's pretty new. Pretty new to us. We just started that a few months ago. But the Lord, he had actually told me to get that ready and get it out there. So we had to create an account for the ministry. And I'm not the only one that I know that does it. I know several ministries that do it, but not too many. But, you know, if we're going to be in expectation for the Lord to bless us, then we need to have nets that won't break and nets that are ready to throw in the water on the right side of the boat. And he told me that's the side of the boat that I need to make sure is ready, that and Cash App. And we're working on the Venmo. I haven't been used that a whole lot, but any way that makes it easy, because people like to give and sow in different ways. And I'm excited about that. I'm actually looking forward. We've not had a donation come in cryptocurrency yet or Bitcoin, but I'm looking forward to that. That'll be a fun day. It'll be a neat day to receive that. But we've had it for about a month now, so it's still brand new. But the Lord said, you need to have that, and you need to be ready to receive that.
Amen. I can recall this has been a few years now where the Lord was saying, okay, you know, he told me to start this ministry. We'll be 9 years old this year. And he said, now you have a 501c3. You got to make sure you got a bank account, because when I give you money, you got to have a place, a receptacle, to receive that. And, I mean, you know, and I was going around telling people, yeah, God says you got to have a receptacle. Get your receptacle ready, you know. And so, I mean, when you say that about Bitcoin, I'm like, oh, man, yes, yes.
Yes. Yeah, there's one of the things that we've found is that as we are prepared to receive, God's ready to give. And one of the things that I would mention to people, you know, talking about the pandemic and how to get by, ultimately, you know, dollars change, pounds change to euros, Bitcoin is big today, maybe another one is different tomorrow, but what doesn't change is God's love and his goodness. What doesn't change is his all knowing nature, his all-powerful nature, his everlasting love for you and I. And so what's important is that you hear from the Lord, because if we can, you know, he says and he tells us he's not withholding any good thing from those who walk uprightly, or those who will walk right and walk in the power of the righteousness of Christ, walk in the glory of what Christ paid for us. His righteousness he gave to us as the scepter of the kingdom so that we could walk in abundance for every good work. He, you know, gives us the power to create wealth, to establish his covenant, and we know in Proverbs he adds no sorrow to that when he does it. God's longing to do it, to get good things in our hands. He wants us to walk and have abundance. We're not called to survive. We're called to thrive. That's one of the problems that I've had, the mindset going through the pandemic. Honestly, our best year we've ever had as a church and a ministry and as a family was last year. We thrived. We didn't just survive. We thrived, but we were expecting to thrive. We were expecting to go forward, and we were stepping with faith. So one of the things that you see is that God says that if you are willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And many times what you see is that people are not willing or they're not obedient, but they're still expecting to eat the good of the land, but it's not going to work that way. We have to get willing and our hearts ready to do whatever he tells us to do, even if it looks like we're going backwards. But we also have to be obedient. But how can we be obedient if we've not heard from him? And how do we hear from him on a regular basis if we have no relationship? And the biggest thing I can tell you about Bitcoin is when I've heard from the Lord and been obedient, I've made money. And when I've not heard from him or I've moved outside of his leading, I've lost. And it's pretty simple. So no matter what the currency is, if we'll just establish that relationship with him, God wants to overflow us. He's longing to cause us to eat the good things of the land. He's longing for that. He's longing for that relationship. And you know, Acts 17:28 says, in him we live, we have life to the full till it overflows. Where? In him we move. We know what to move. We know where to move to. We know what currency to move to. We know how to get there. And if we're moving, we have provision to get there. That means that we have the power to get there, and we have the protection to avoid the pitfalls and traps in the way. And we have our being, whatever the Lord needs to bring into being in our lives. All of that, motion, being, life to the full, life thriving, it's all found in Christ and in a relationship, an intimate fellowship with him. And so no matter what it is, whether it's Bitcoin or Ethereum or the dollar or the euro or the yen or whatever it is, God can show us what to do. And one of the greatest examples of this is in Nigeria. In Nigeria, you have Bishop David Oyedepo and you have Pastor Iye Adeboye. And you're talking about what most people consider to be a third world country. And they have built ministries that are amazing. They're months behind in counting the offering at times because there's so much. And Bishop Oyedepo, I've been there and received from him and been blessed by just watching his ministry. But they have under one roof 52,000 people on the inside praising and worshiping God, and on the outside 50 to 100,000 depending on what kind of meeting they're having. And on Sunday they have over 400,000 people at that church every Sunday. And that was built on not U.S. dollars. That was built on Nigerian Naira. And in the middle of a third world country, because no matter what the currency is, God's word works. God's word works. And when I went to pastor Adeboye's, I thought I was prepared, but honestly, my mouth dropped. I didn't know how to take it in because they have, it's not all covered on the sides, but it's covered on the top. They have the ability to seat a million people in one place covered, and it just goes on and on. And these great giants, these men of God, I mean, they're flowing in the miracle power of God. They're flowing, they're winning souls. They are soul winners. They are winning souls. And, you know, if we make what's important to God important to us, God takes care of our business. When we seek first his kingdom, his heart, his righteousness, he says, I'll add all these things to you. And you know, we did thrive last year, and we're continuing. Honestly, this year already has already beat every other year that we've had in our opening. I mean, it's been amazing. But I'll tell you this, several years ago, we made winning souls the thrust of our ministry. And when you put his things first, God puts your things first for sure. That's a promise. And he is faithful to his promise.
Amen. Amen. And this is the way we say it. That's the same thing you just said, but we've heard the Lord say, you take care of my business, I'll take care of your business.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you this. I'm trying to highlight a few questions to ask you. Number one, I have to ask you about the name of the church, Boomerang. Boomerang Church. Tell us how the Lord gave you that name.
All right. Well, ultimately, it was not a name that I wanted to have. But I had learned how to take a command well and say, yes, sir. And the Marines to help me out with that. And he said, that's what I want it called. And I said, yes, sir. And the Lord has used that name miraculously and very strongly. And just the name has caused people to come back into fellowship with him because they hear the name and say, what in the world is a boomerang church? And then a few seconds later, they'll be thinking, well, I guess everybody is coming back to God at some point, and then a few seconds later, they would be coming back to God and talking to him for the first time in years. I heard that testimony personally like 20 to 30 times. People that never came to the church, they just started talking to the Lord because of a weird name. And that's the wisdom of God. But what happened when we were starting the church, and I said, Lord, we're starting a church here. You told us to start a church. I need a name. I started praying about it. The only thing that would come to me was Boomerang Church. And it was strange because about 5 years before that, I had gone to visit my mom at her church, and they were trying to name their Sunday school group. And one of the names was Boomerangs. And when they said that name, it was one of the first times I've had a vision like this. And I had a vision of the body of Christ grabbing a boomerang, a spiritual weapon, and releasing it. And so it represented the body of Christ taking each spiritual weapon, each person in that body, empowering it with the power to release it into the world each week, and having thrown it correctly, they will have dispersed that power of God and the love of God and land right back in the hands of the body each week to be thrown and empowered again. And so that was the vision that the Lord gave me. I just didn't know it was going to be to name a church 5 years after that.
Wow. And like I said, anyone who would follow the Lord enough to name a church, Boomerang Church, is hearing from the Lord. Because that would be the last... Amen. And this is the foolish things, quote unquote foolish things, to confound the wise.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen. Okay. We're going to be opening up our lines in a few moments, but tell everyone how they can get in touch with you. You told us that you do have a Cash App. when we have guest speakers on, we give people an opportunity, if the Lord leads them, to seed into you or into you personally or into your ministry. You know, just let us know the Cash App, and people are free to move as the Lord leads them to do it.
Okay. Sure. I'll text that Cash App to you so that you'll have it as well. But I would say, as we're opening up those questions, I look forward to hearing anything. Basically, the Cash App for the ministry is cash tag and then give WW, and that stands for What's Right. And they can reach us at a couple of different places. It is whatsright.com, and What's Right is like my last name, WRIGHT. And then, or they can go to boomerangchurch.org. So whatsright.com or boomerangchurch.org. And then for the personal, if they were interested in the personal, it's cash tag Brian Wright, BRYANWRIGHT, 3, the number 3 followed by 3. Somebody already had my name, so I just sent it to you. But they feel free to reach out. We're doing what we're doing on What's Right. We have a daily broadcast every day at 11:30. We have a very fun and entertaining portion for the first 30 minutes or so, and then each day I'm sharing the word at around noontime called What's the Word. And right now we're in a series called Stinkin' Thinkin', and we're going over some of the traps of the corrupted thought that we've been raised in and we don't realize is weighing us down. And so over the last few days we talked about lottery mentality, arrival mentality, and drive-through mentality. They can look at those on the YouTube site. They can go to whatsright.com and find those links under the video. But then we're going to continue on probably for the next 3 weeks. What happened with that series was, as a pastor, I watched as people were hungry for the Lord, but I just kept watching them getting eaten up by the devil. And I finally identified part of the major problem was that their thinking of this world that they had grown up in had taught them to think in ungodly ways. And I called it stinking thinking, and I started preaching on that. That was about 8 years ago when I did that series the first time. And still to this day, it set so many people free, but still to this day, that's one of the most talked about series. And the Lord put it on my heart to go back into it. I've got some other ones that I've added to it since then. And it's just been blowing people away. They've been like, holy cow, no wonder things have not been going right. And so it's just seeing the word from a perspective that really relates directly to our life. So tomorrow we'll be talking about entitlement mentality, and then starting next week will be my kingdom mentality. And we'll go on. There's quite a list, and it's varied across many different areas of life that it'll help. But that's a place where they can get fed every day. And then on Sunday we have Boomerang Church. We have our services each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern time. And they're welcome to connect in any way, and we're here to serve. These things are, you know, there's no cost involved. It's a matter of we want to sow the good news of Jesus Christ out into the world, and we want to help people and serve people, and we're getting it done.
Great, great. Thank you, thank you. And so, once again, his Cash App for him personally is Brian Wright 3, $BRYANWRIGHT 3. Amen. And then for his ministry is the $GiveWW. Now, I had another question. Trying to get my questions out. If you know this answer, since you have been investing in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency, approximately what is the percentage of your increase from investing?
Of what I put in originally, probably 100 to 200% increase. So I'm somewhere between 2 and 3 times what I put in, but I haven't been doing it long. It's just that I've definitely lost some as well. So there's that's including that, but it's, you know, just following the Lord. Like I said, when I listened to the Lord, I increased, and when I operated by logic, I lost. So,
amen.
The Lord was,
and so
his wisdom is better than mine.
Yes.
His wisdom is always better than mine.
Amen. Every time. So one of the tips that you gave, and you just gave it, you know, as a matter of fact in talking, you said sell high and buy low.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's one of the tips. And 100, you've made 100 to 200%. Now, when did you start doing this? And then I'll open up the line. How long? It's been two years, I think you said.
Yeah, probably about 2 years ago was when I first got a little bit of Bitcoin in a digital wallet. Wasn't doing much there, just kind of set and grew it a little bit. But then I bought it in several different places, several different wallets, and then I started trading it about a year ago because I knew that it was underpriced, and I saw that the value of the dollar could go down, meaning that it would probably go up. I figured it would, and so I started really trading it about a year ago. And the issue is I would like to be able to give you an exact percentage of what it's gone up, but I haven't. I bought it in so many different places trying to find the right one. I didn't keep up with what I put in exactly, but I have a general idea of that.
Now, when you say the wallet, and I'm trying to get to the open the line, but the digital wallet, is that's really like the platform where you are, like the Binance? Is that the digital wallet?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. Basically, a digital wallet is, to try and keep it real simple, a digital wallet is a series of numbers that looks like a password, which represents a digital address. And you can take that address and deposit money into it. The apps that you have on your phone basically serve as an address to apply it, because the way Bitcoin works is with technology called blockchain, and I won't get into all the details of it, but basically it stores how much money is at this address. But you have to have the right key, like pass key, to get that money out. So, for example, if you lost that key and lost that number, that money would be lost forever. You would not be able to get it out. So it's pretty secure in that way. However, of course, there is hacking that goes on, and there are some people that have figured out certain things. But you have what's called a digital or an online wallet, and then you have what's called a paper wallet, and a paper wallet is more secure. It's actually something that's not online. It's not connected to the internet. All it does is receive in. And so what people will do is have their wallet address like written down or printed on a piece of paper, and the critical information that they need, and have that piece of paper in a safe. And it's never online where it can be hacked or anything like that. But basically a wallet is simply an address. It's like a P.O. box, so to speak, and you just deposit money in there. But I can also take and send money out of it to other wallets or to pay for something. So it acts like a P.O. box that can only receive unless I decide to send it out by using the pass key. And I hope that makes sense.
Okay, so now I'm still asking questions. Okay.
Sure.
I get coin from Cash App. Okay, and
yep.
I don't have I have a low percentage of it or a decimal point with a whole bunch of whatever's behind it, but just a piece of it. So is that my digital wallet?
Yes. So if you probably, Cash App's pretty new to that game, but I haven't utilized Cash App's Bitcoin, but you should be able to, if they're acting like a wallet, a original type wallet, you'll probably have a QR code or a address that's typed out and written out that someone could send currency to. And if they do, that would be your address for your wallet.
Okay. Yeah, there is a QR code. I know there's a QR code for Cash App. For the Bitcoin part of it, I don't know. But I know that now they're putting them on, you can use a card that looks like a debit card to spend, your Bitcoin money.
Yes, yeah.
So,
I just pulled it up in Cash App, and you have the ability to send and receive. So, yeah, inside of there should be the Bitcoin wallet address once you have that set up.
Okay. Okay, well, that answers a few questions there. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
thank you so much. I could ask you some more, but I'm going to go on. because we're getting really kind of late here. Okay, now, those of you, I see some of you, you know the ropes, you've already pressed your number one key, and you're ready to ask questions or make comments. So great. Anyone else, jump in the queue now, and, you can be able to ask questions or make comments. Now, Pastor Wright, the first person is always my mom. We call her Pastor Mom. She's 88 years young. Amen. And she's still up this late at night. So so I'm going to open a line for Pastor Mom and just get yourself ready to pray for her.
Amen.
Pastor Mom.
Hey, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Hi.
What do you want me to ask?
Well, I just wanted to know if you had any comments. I know the last time you said you wanted to make some money, so we're going to make sure you do that.
Okay. So what can I ask? Who can I ask for money?
Oh, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it, okay?
Okay. You take care of it. Thank you.
Okay, you feel... Amen. You feeling
blessed
okay?
In the name of Jesus, wholeness, fullness, and abundance on Pastor Mom, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Mom. Thank you.
You're welcome. I love all of you. Thank you.
Okay. Love you too, Pastor Mom.
All right.
Have a blessed All right. Amen. Okay. Anyone else? Press your number one key. If you are pressing your number one key, sometimes it doesn't work. So we see Pastor Price is first, and then we see Pastor Catherine. Anyone else, if you have your number one key pressed, text me and let me know because I don't see you. Okay. Pastor Price, and these two are my sisters.
Okay.
Welcome, Pastor Price. Glory to God. Hi, Apostle, and to Pastor Mom and to Pastor Wright and all of the saints in their respective places. Oh, my, my, my. Did our hearts burn tonight as we listened to this word tonight? What a great, great word, testimonies, and the information that was given tonight. I just want to thank God. I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee. I live in Memphis, Tennessee. We're all over the country when we're listening to Get 'Em Radio. Hallelujah. And Pastor Wright, your testimony of your salvation and of being filled with the precious Holy Spirit was just so wonderful just to hear and to see and the realness of it, the realness of it from being a child and then coming on up to when you met your wife and then growing in the things of God. And that wonderful, wonderful testimony of your daughter Abigail was just touched our hearts, just touched me. My daughters are here with me tonight, too. My daughter was on with the about 2 weeks ago. She was on with the program about using the different things that you can use to buy different things, you know, like Instacart and all those things. But I just wanted to thank God for you and for the way that God is used you. I mean, this had me on the sitting on the edge of my seat tonight. I mean, sometimes I get sleepy sometimes when I when I'm listening to different things. I get sleepy, but I said, oh, Lord, I'm just sitting up. I got my ink pen going, and I'm just sitting up. My son last week, he came on, Joe Jr., he came on to talk about the cryptocurrency. And for years still, I was having a hard handling. My son is 55 years old. So when he came on last week, I mean, he had been on there, been talking to us, me and his dad, for a long time about it. He called one day, and he was just, I mean, he was so excited. And he said, I'm rich, y'all, I'm rich. And he was just, it was the funniest thing. And he was talking about what he was, you know, with the cryptocurrency that he had been investing in and everything. And then one of my other sons, Anthony, the one that's 59, he was into the same thing. So he was, they were all so excited, but I went over my head completely. I mean, I was saying, Lord, what they talking about? And I just don't understand. I mean, I really got, I was saying, I don't understand this, you know. And so he was still talking about him, and he said, well, dear, they call me my dear. He said, my dear, we're gonna take care of you, my dear. And we gonna tend to this and everything. But I still, Pastor Wright, did not have a very good understanding. And then last week I got better with listening to him and how he shared. And then today I got a better understanding. I thank God that God has spirit-filled people who are baptized and filled with his precious Holy Spirit who receive Jesus and then come to be able to teach others. Remember in the Word of God, and I think it was in Exodus, when they said that, and I know there are people after me, so I'm saying this very quickly, how that he had ones that could build. He told Moses what the tabernacle was going to, how to do the tabernacle.
Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit anointed ones to actually do the work. And usually I know the name. It might be a Holiab, but it might be another one, but one of those guys that did it. But then the thing that really got me was he said not only did he teach them how to make everything that was to go in the temple, but he also said he gave them the ability to teach others. And that's what I saw in you today.
Yeah.
He not only has anointed you to do what he's called you to do, but I saw the succinctness of how God uses you in that. I can see that teaching ministry. I'm surely going to go to your page and listen to those messages because I'm so interested in that thinking. God talks to me a lot about perception and stinking thinking, and that there are ones who have stinking thinking. And I recently, just now, the Lord's been dealing with me about perception. And I even posted one on my Facebook page, a page about how if you have the wrong perception, it can, and if you have the right one, it can change everything. So I'm looking forward to looking about your lottery one you have on there, mentality. You said the arousal, the drive-through, the entitlement, and my kingdom. I was listening, man. I was listening, I tell you. So I just want to tell you that was such a great blessing. Now, the question that I have, Apostle, my sister, Apostle Kizzy, she had asked it, but I'm going to ask it in maybe just a tiny little different way, but still in the same vein. Because my son said, dear, he said, I don't like, and I still hadn't got a handle on it. He said, I don't like to have a wallet. He said that the digital wallet, he likes to be able to individually do what he's going to do. But I want you to tell me again, for me, I have not even made an investment on my own, but I had told my sister today that I already had been dealing with me, the Lord had been dealing with me about making an investment and making that investment. And one of the things I want to do, I'm just going to tell you that's what I want to do, Pastor, right? And I'm going to tell you it's not going to be, I'm not going to say what it's not going to be, a lot, a little, whatever it is, but I want to be the first one of the first ones that are going to put into send into your crypto, to your Bitcoin or cryptocurrency thing that you put up. And I'll tell you, remember the I don't know if you ever listened to Kenneth Copeland, but one of the times he was getting ready to do something and build something and with a church. And this one guy came in off the field, and all he had was a shoe, big old shoe, and he came in and put a little bit of money in that. But when he brought the shoe in and he came in with the little bit he had, other people filled that shoe up. And that particular church that Pastor Kenneth Copeland was helping to do ended up being so very blessed. And so God will take people who are newbies in this. And I was looking, and I was hearing while you were ministering, I was looking, and the Lord said, now you be one of the first ones to give into his Bitcoin or his cryptocurrency. And whether it be little, just maybe little, or whatever it is that God has me to do, I want to do that and be one of the ones. And I believe that God will always start with the little and will even bring it on up in there. So I praise God for that. I want to be one of those first ones. So I want to ask the question again about I already know now, I was going to ask you, do you have the digital wallet? You already do. I had written that down. And so then I wanted you to give me some quick, again, pros and cons of having a digital wallet, whether I should be able to, because one of the things I'd read up on it, was that it's supposed to be a safeguard. Now, my son says he doesn't like it. So tell me the pros and cons of a digital wallet. Why should I have a digital wallet, especially if I'm going to be investing in different cryptocurrencies? Tell me the pros and cons of that.
Well, most of the people that have the cryptocurrency do have a digital wallet, I would say, but most of what you'll see, it depends on what you're trying to do with the cryptocurrency. If you're going to be active, think of it like this. Think of it like a regular wallet. You may have a lot more money in the bank, but you don't carry all of your money in the bank. I probably wouldn't carry all of my cryptocurrency in one wallet either, but I would utilize that for your daily trading and purchases and things like that. In other words, keep in there what you're willing to have on you in that way. So for some people, that may be $10. For another person, it might be $10,000. But what you're comfortable with, I think it's okay to have that digital wallet in that way. Now, what you have, a lot of these guys that would have major money, I could get into a lot of details of it, but they'll send it to one address that they've never even put that address, anything else about that address online. They just have a wallet that they've memorized the passkey to remove from. Some people, I would say, don't even have it written down. They just have it memorized in their head. But, of course, if they forget it, then it's gone. They won't be able to access that. But there's reasons for doing each one. It depends on what you're trying to do with that. I think if you're trading and actively utilizing that wallet, a digital wallet would be very convenient in that way. If you're not doing that, if you're storing large amounts, then you probably need to look into the paper wallet and how to operate in that. And the truth be told, if you don't know the difference between the two and what they're doing, you probably need to really get educated before you start messing with it too much, because you don't want to make a mistake and lose any of that because of a digit being out of place or a wrong number or something like that. So you want to really just start educating yourself on that. And there's a bunch of sites out there where you can find that education if you just go search for it today. But I think that's the digital wallet. I think that's where you're going to find most everybody utilizes some form of a digital wallet, but not everybody. And I'm not sure exactly what your son is doing. I'd be curious to hear about it. But I'm not sure how he's trying to function. It depends on what he's doing as to why he may be saying that and going that direction. I'm not sure, and I think everybody could have a different answer for that. But for me, I've found having a digital wallet makes it easy for me to transfer. Like the other day, I had an evangelist here at my house, and I wanted to sow money into them, and so I took out my digital wallet and sent it to theirs.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I want to say this because I know there's a lot of people. This is my last little thing, Apostle, and I'll get off. I'm just now getting into having my own Cash App. I did not want to have – my daughter would – if I wanted to use a Cash App, I would always go through my daughter and use hers because we said if somebody comes into your account, you don't have a lot in there, so we won't have to worry about them doing anything with yours. But that was not good to say it like that. So we would go to her Cash App. But I used to say that I wanted to have a Cash App, but I wanted to have an account that would not affect my major account. And so as Apostle knows that I went, the Lord led me to go and get another account that's just my giving account. Just where I can give
yes.
out that I transfer money over into that account and use it for what I need to be able to do if I'm, you know, sending Cash App or if I'm giving to different organizations or different, and even if I'm going out to dinner or I'm going out to other places, I need something that is not so where somebody can take everything that you have if they go in there to do what they're going to do. And so with the digital wallet, you made a word, said a word about paper wallet, so that means I'm going to have to go in there and do study on that and really do my research and find out about the digital wallets, the pros and the cons. You've given me a lot of information today. Again, I thank God for you, Pastor Wright. I thank God for all that God has done through you this evening. And thank God for you and your family. God bless you. And you all have a blessed night. Apostle, I'm going back on mute. God bless you.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And I would say just on your last note there, if you think about a digital cryptocurrency wallet actually operating very similar to the Cash App, the only difference is that's kind of like a digital wallet of U.S. currency. It would act very similar to that. The only difference is instead of listing U.S. dollars in there, it would list Bitcoin or Ethereum or the other cryptocurrencies in there, and you would basically send and receive very similar to Cash App. It's very similar in its operation. And I like Memphis, by the way, so that's where my wife and I took our first anniversary trip. And I love crossing the Mississippi right there by the big pyramid. That's neat.
Yes. Oh, glory
Amen.
To God. Well, God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
And thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Price. You know, I thought about a few things. Now, the guy who lost his password, Stephen Thomas. Now,
yeah.
What did he have? Do you know what he had? Was that a digital wallet? Was that a
I'm not sure.
Do you happen to know?
I haven't.
Okay.
I could look it up, but I'm not sure. I heard about that
thing where. I saw this YouTube video where this guy had looked like a thumb drive, but a different kind of looking thumb drive. And then,
he,
you know, put it to the computer, and then he, you know, his Bitcoin was being stored on this device.
Yes.
You know what that is?
I just looked it up. The guy lost his password to where he had his stored, and it was the account was worth about $220 million.
Right.
So what he lost.
Well, he had it stored on his computer. I don't know if it was on his computer
yeah.
or the code was on his computer.
Yeah, it says he had he lost the password to his encrypted hard drive, and on the hard drive were the keys to his digital wallet.
Okay. Well, there you go. So it's important to have those keys.
Yeah, it's pretty important.
yeah. Like millions of dollars important. Amen. Okay, Pastor Kathy, you've been patient. We're going to open a line for you. And then
hey,
we
Pastor.
See code 336 and 434 in your name. Pastor Kathy, my sister,
okay.
Pastor Kathy.
Yeah, praise God.
Well,
now you know I'm a senior. You can't keep me waiting too long because my thoughts will leave me here. But I tried to jot down some things I wanted to say. I was trying to jot down those while you all were talking. But Pastor White, I have enjoyed you tonight. And I first of all want to thank Apostle Barbara for having this on, because it kind of has opened up my eyes once again. And you really brought it out tonight, because I'm going to confess something tonight, because, you know, I've always thought of the stock as being a professional gambler. And
yes.
That was right before she started this. And so tonight, as you were talking tonight, the Lord said to me that a savings account, is that gambling? Is a CD, that's like gambling, isn't it? A 401K, all you're trying to do is get an increase, right? And so when you said tonight, there was something you said, I was trying to remember exactly what you said tonight. But he said, if you don't have faith for something, then nothing's going to happen to it. That's how I received it.
I've been talking a lot about the kingdom. One of my fathers in the faith is Brother Tracy Harris from Texarkana, Arkansas, and he said this, and it's really been sticking in my spirit. And he said, the kingdom of God is an on-demand system, just like a light switch. A light switch, when you flip the switch, you put a demand on the power that's there. We have a power and a supply that came from the price that Jesus paid. And when we put faith and expectation, biblical hope on it, it draws out of that. And we have no expectation for increase, then we're not going to draw out a manifestation in that way. But when we start believing God for increase and we're prepared to receive it, it's going to come based on the Word of God.
Amen. Praise God. Okay, now I have a question about this digital wallet. Because I have not really kind of processed this cryptocurrency, and so I'm still trying to process all of this, and so my question might be kind of foolish like, but anyway, I'm going to ask it anyway. So if I make let's say I put I buy big $10 in Bitcoin, and so I get an increase, like let's say I get an increase of maybe $100 maybe the next month or so. So if I take, am I taking some of that money out and putting into a digital wallet? Is that how that goes?
It would probably already be in a form of a digital wallet in your account that you have. And you could just leave it in there. Basically, what you would do is, like, for example, the link that I gave earlier to Binance.us, the link that I gave to Apostle Kizzy earlier, what you do is set up an account with them, and you go through a verification process to show that you're, you know, a legal human being, basically. And then you at some point will set up a link to a bank account or some way to put U.S. dollars into your account. Once you have U.S. dollars, you can utilize those to buy Bitcoin or another cryptocurrency. And then at that point, you have that Bitcoin in a form of a digital wallet. And if you wanted to leave it there, you just leave it there, and
okay,
it will take on the value of that coin. And if you wanted to withdraw it, you would simply trade that Bitcoin back for U.S. dollars at the current value, and then deposit that U.S. dollars back into your bank account.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much. And I just have one more thing, Apostle.
Okay.
I'm going to also go to your site because about your stinking thinking. I have been.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been reading God had me to go back to Joyce Meyer's A New Edition on the Battlefield of the Mind. And so I'm almost finished with the book, but I'm going like I don't really want to finish. So I thank God that this will be something else I can add to that. So I really want to look at your website and hear some of your ministry on that. So I thank you so much for everything tonight. And God bless you. And also, if I get an increase, I am also going to tithe into your into your Bitcoin account. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I will be the. I want. And my sister said she was. I said, that's a great idea. I said, I want to invest into that too. So I want to say thank you and God bless you and may He continue to use you for His glory. Okay. Thank you
again. Amen. Thank you. Y'all's heart has blessed me already. That's awesome.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
You're welcome.
Amen. And then, you know, when I think about it, as people donate Bitcoin, then it has the possibility or the opportunity for the Bitcoin that goes in there to increase. You know, and, you
yes.
know, as it's been for the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, let me get, you know, the other day we were praying. We have I'll talk about that before we go, our different broadcasts that we have. But we pray in tongues for an hour on Tuesdays. And one of the interpretations was that God is increasing our capacity to receive what He has for us. And so,
you know,
He was talking about that on Tuesday, and when that word came out, it was like we were all just like touched, like because he just said, receive. And people were saying how their arms were going up in the air, they were receiving. And, you know, to even deal with this, at all, to have that mentality, amen, and to have the capacity to just receive all that God will give at this time, amen, at any time. Okay, I think we have your mom on the line.
Oh, man.
Minister Jan, is that you?
Hey, Apostle Skizzy. Can you hear me?
Hear you very well. I know it's late for you. God bless you.
I didn't think I would get to hear, but I've been wide awake the whole time. And I just wanted to tell Pastor Brian what a good job he did and how it blessed me to be his mama. And it blesses me that you had him on your show. God is good. And I can testify to all the things he said. It's exactly what happened in his life and how it's blessed me to see God develop him and give him the information he has. And I just wanted to thank you and thank God and tell my son, Pastor Brian, I love you.
I love you too. Mom had some surgery today. I wasn't expecting her to be still up and functioning.
Oh my goodness. God is good.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus that this surgery was successful and that the healing will be just really quick and pain-free. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 And I will add that Pastor Ron was there with his mama today.
What a good son. All right, well, we're not going to keep you. You have a blessed night, okay? Sleep well.
Okay,
love
thank you,
Mom.
You, Pastor Kizzy. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Wow. Praise God. She must be a strong lady.
Yeah.
Strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen.
Amen.
And she's been such a blessing. I listen to their ministry, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I call in when I can, and every time it's just such a blessing. Okay. We're opening a line for area code 343. And
okay.
Welcome. Tell us who you are. Hello? Area code 343, you're on the line. You're on the air. Do you have your mute button on? Area code 434, phone number 645. I'm not going to say your whole number. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. God bless you. Are you there?
I'm there.
Hi.
434. I'm Josephine Weeks.
Well, hello.
Josephine Weeks.
I really would like to get in contact with Pastor Kizzy.
Hello.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
And it's very important. I am a friend of Carolyn Bird.
Oh, okay. Evangelist Carolyn Bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very important that I get to speak to you.
Okay.
I don't know that I cannot say it publicly. It's private.
All right. Well, I do have your phone number here.
Yes. Could you call me after the show? After your program. I'll be up.
Okay.
And
all
I'll
right.
wait. It's very important.
God bless you. Okay.
God bless you.
And
okay.
Amen. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thank you
we'll
very
talk.
Much. I'll
Amen.
Be expecting your call. Amen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we have a couple of more people here.
Okay.
We have Minister Rachel. She's from New Jersey. She's my goddaughter.
Oh,
okay. Welcome,
Hi.
Minister Rachel. Oh, hello.
Hi. No, just the awesome. Girls. The girls are sleeping with me. Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Y'all gotta quiet, please. What I wanted to say is very encouraging. I was listening and may the Lord keep on blessing you, man of God, you and your family. And hi to my godmom and everyone who already spoke. And just continue, just keep on doing what the Lord is leading you. And you're right. The Lord's wisdom is better than our wisdom. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. What part of New Jersey?
Oh, Jersey City, New Jersey.
Okay, yeah. I performed a wedding up right across the Hudson from New York. I'm trying to think of the name of it right now, but anyway, it was really neat. I'd never been there before, but I really enjoyed it. And my wife and I really enjoyed New York City. And, of course, this was all before the lockdown and everything, but it was such an interesting trip and really enjoyable. We really kind of fell in love with the place. And, of course, it's not Jersey City exactly, but up in that direction. But it's nice to meet you, and thank you for listening. Thank you for saying what you said.
To God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. Well, blessings be on you. And those girls, I think is what you said, was there with you.
My two princesses.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessing.
I was going to tell you, Apostle.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to tell you, you were talking about increase. On the broadcast, we actually, at the beginning of the year, the Lord just kept, he's told us this is a year of increase, and we've been seeing just supernatural stuff. I found out more this week that I didn't know about, but the Lord was dealing with us on our vision, and if the kingdom is an on-demand system, and we don't have vision, then for that size of demand in our faith and expectation, then we're not, mm-hmm. He has no responsibility to fill it. But as we increase our vision, we step into mm-hmm. the bigger expectation and therefore a bigger manifestation of it. And so at the beginning of this year, if you look at the broadcast, if you go to the YouTube channel and look at the broadcast, I mean, the Lord just was pouring out just revelation about vision. And so that may be something, if that was what the Holy Spirit was ministering to you, that may be something that you are very much interested in, and I can help direct you. But that's the archive is there on the YouTube channels that you can get to from the website, but it's really good. So also, I think the Bitcoin, we're right in the middle of changing, adding that to the whatsright.com website. I don't think it's on there directly. We're putting that on there right now, but it is on the Boomerang Church website, which is probably where you saw it. But that we've got to get it over on the What's Right website as well. But anyway, you said there was another caller as well.
Yes, there's another caller. I want to read this quickly. I found the interpretation from this past Tuesday, and it said this was it's like the Lord was speaking from our hearts and letting us know what was going on. Lord, take us to a higher place in you. We're not satisfied with this place. Lord, we're grateful, but we desire more. Take us higher. Take us deeper in you. We desire for you to have full course in us, Lord, where there is no ceiling to your presence in us. And then the Lord answered with, many of my children are crying out to me. I hear you, my children. Today, I increase your capacity to receive me in your heart, your mind, your will, and emotions. I increase your capacity to receive me in your body. My anointing lives in you. My presence is expanding into your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, and your skin, sight, hearing, smell, taste, touch. Your spiritual discernment is expanding exponentially. Holy Spirit will help you to flow seamlessly with me for my glory. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. And then he said,
that
with
is awesome.
Peace. Hallelujah. Amen. So that if you have an opportunity, text me the link on that so I can, get right to it. That'd be great. Okay, we have one more person, and that person is Evangelist Barbara Lloyd from North Carolina. Welcome, Evangelist.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. I am so excited. There's too much information going. My head is spinning. But I wanted to thank Pastor Wright for taking the time to explain and help us to understand a little bit more, because I was one of those people, I thought that Bitcoin was some kind of demonic something that was trying to take over. But I just thank him for opening up my eyes, my spiritual eyes to this. And I would beseech everyone's prayers, because I can't remember my PIN number for my bank account or anything else, or I would be lost if I was involved in this Bitcoin thing. So when you think about me when you pray, just say, Lord, help her memory. And I just wanted to thank you guys for tonight. It really was enjoyable.
Let's just right now, Father, word says that if we lack wisdom or PIN numbers, Lord, you will give it to us. And so, Father, we just ask supernaturally, bring that back to her. Let it not be lost. Let it be exactly what it needs to be in her mind. Show her what that is. In the name of Jesus, open her eyes of understanding.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor Brian. Thank you so much. Okay, I won't keep you guys. Barbara, the lady was Gus, who used to go to church with, when we went to church with Ron Barfield, and she was Carolyn's friend. When I heard her voice, that's why I pushed number one. I just got so excited to hear her voice. That's neither here nor there. Well, anyway, everyone have a blessed night.
Oh, okay.
You too.
So you know.
Yeah, I know her. Well, Carolyn calls her Gus. G-U-S.
Okay.
So I got so excited. I said, oh, that's Gus. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway.
Small world.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, so everybody have a blessed night, as I said, and please do pray for my mind, my memory.
Well, it's a done deal. Praise
God. Amen, because I don't want to lose my $2 million.
I know that's right.
Okay, and there's nobody that can help you recover it. No, sir.
All right.
Okay, y'all have a good night.
Okay, you too.
You too.
All right.
Wow. Praise God. Well,
amen.
I know people will probably have even more questions later on. I'm sure you will. So we'll just text it to him, and if he has an opportunity, he'll answer it. Amen. But, you know, hopefully you'll get to go to his website, because, you know, I listened to some of it. It's really good. Really good. Even the funny stuff is funny.
Yeah. We have a good time with the joy of the Lord in every area.
Yes. And that's good. You know, we need that. We can't be sick Christians all the time. You know?
Yes.
So, okay, so we're getting ready to close, and what I want to do, I want to tell you some things about Get 'Em Radio, let you know what's coming up in the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then we're going to have Pastor Wright to close us out in prayer. We've had such a wonderful time with him tonight. So this Sunday is Palm Sunday coming up. And we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is the senior pastor and Jesus is Lord. Amen. So we'll be meeting on Sunday, this same number, 516-418-5699. at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And Lord willing, and the plan is for me to bring the word on this Sunday. Praise God. Then on Monday, the 29th, we have our Bible teaching. And that is our Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And she's doing a series on what's in a name. And she's been talking about the Jehovah names of God, or 10 Jehovah names of God. And so that's what she's talking about. And it has been a blessing. So if you have an opportunity, it is 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, this same phone number, Bible teaching. So you'll just be hearing her speak, and it's not an open line with that. Okay, and so then on Tuesday, the 30th, and every Tuesday, and Lunch with Lorraine is every Monday, Praying in Tongues Tuesday is every Tuesday at 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And what we do is we pray in tongues. We have four volunteers who, and they pray in tongues for 15 minutes each. And then at the end of the hour, then we have interpretations. And it is awesome. So if you would like to pray in tongues, you know, let me know. You could want to be one that does that. And then, you know, just to even call in and just listen and just let the word wash over you. That's an awesome thing to do. So if you can do that, that'd be great. Our next Thursday will be in April already, April the 1st, hallelujah, next Thursday. And we're continuing on with pandemic lessons learned. There's some more lessons that we need to talk about. So we'll know for sure what that particular lesson is. I know, I was talking to someone else about cryptocurrency, and I'm seeing like it's different, so many different things with the cryptocurrency. And 'cause someone just sent me something else today about it. So anyway, you'll see, just come to our Facebook page and you'll know what it is, but we'll be talking about that for the rest of April. So we're just going to stay on that for a little bit. I think what we want to talk about too is how banking has changed during the pandemic. And so some of you may or may not know that you can deposit checks even from your phone. So we're going to be doing some more things like that we've learned during the pandemic. And then just to let you know, on the 4th of April is Resurrection Sunday already. And so that you can be prepared for it, on Resurrection Sunday and every first Sunday, we have communion at East St. Louis Christian Center Church on Sundays. And we also have tag team preaching. So it's the first Sunday. It happens to be Resurrection Sunday, and we're still doing tag team preaching. So those of you who are going to tag team preach, you bring a scripture, a topic, and you preach for 5 minutes. So we're still doing that even on Resurrection Sunday. Praise God. And just the theme, though, is going to be the scriptures that deal with the resurrection. Amen? So, prepare yourself for that. That's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. And also mark your calendars for Wednesday, April the 14th. On Wednesday, April the 14th, that's the second Wednesday of the month. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms. That's when we're going to have prophetic healing. We only have that once a month. And prophetic healing, the last time we had it, 15 healings happened. Glory to God. So some of them were on the air. Some people called us up and said, you know, I didn't say anything on the line, but I got healed last night. So if you know someone who's in need of a healing, you're in need of a healing, please make sure you let them know about Wednesday. That's April the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, same phone number, 516-418-5699. And then I'm going to let him close us out, but I wanted to say again, his Pastor Wright Cash App is $BrianWright3. $BrianWright3. Brian Wright. That's him personally. His ministry is $GiveWW. Praise God. Okay. Back to you, Pastor Wright. Any closing remarks that you want to make? If you want to talk about when your broadcasts are, you can do that. But closing remarks, and then close us out with prayer, please.
Sure. Well, first, I just really appreciate you having me on. It was an honor, and I've enjoyed the conversation with everybody. And thank you for listening. And Jesus is Lord, and he is so good, and he loves us with an everlasting love. It is an honor and a grand opportunity to be in his family and to serve him. And I would encourage anybody to continue going after him with all of their heart. They will not be disappointed. And, you know, as we wrap up tonight, Apostle Kizzy, I appreciate the invitation, and it's been an honor to meet you digitally here, and look forward to it in person at some point. And, yes, if anybody has any questions, they're welcome to. And we're putting the that broadcast out every day. It starts at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time, and on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at Boomerang Church. They can go, one of the easiest places that they can go is just go to youtube.com/BrianWright, BrianWright, and they can subscribe and hit the bell. It'll tell you when we go live if they hit the bell, the notification. And that's a great way to just go on there. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of help. There's people there being helped all over the world. And so if you'd like to be a part of it, you can go there and join us. Say hello to us. Let us know you're watching. Tell me if you do go watch it live in the comments, put down that you listened to the radio broadcast tonight. And I'd love to say hello to you. And so, Lord, we just thank you so much for your goodness and your mercy. Father, you are so good. You are so, so good. Lord, anything that we do that's good, ultimately it comes from you. All of our good, every good and perfect gift is from you. And, Lord, we just praise you. We worship you. We give you all of the glory and the praise and the honor, and we just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Lord, thank you for your power. Lord, let us not be another one of those stinking things. Let us not be just a user of your goodness, but, Lord, let us be one that takes that love that you poured out on us, and we return it to you. Let it be pressed down, shaken together, running over. Return back to you, who will take it and multiply it back to us again. And the cycle just grows in supernatural exponential increase. Lord, let your love grow in our lives and grow in manifestation. Let us see and hear and touch and receive all that you have for us, and not be held back in any area, but a full prosperity in every area of life, a full protection, restoration, deliverance, health, healing, and prosperity made to do well. And Lord, let us most of all be abundant in our fellowship with you, for out of that is where everything everything stems. Let our fellowship be with you both intimately and personally and corporately. Let our fellowship grow to new heights and new levels in this time. And Father, while we're here on this earth, let us be soul winners with a heart after your heart. Let us
Hallelujah.
Be pleasing in your sight. Father, remove anything that was standing in the way. And Lord, let us just walk in your blessings, fulfilling your will outside of sin, but in your holiness and your glory. Let it be, Lord. Help us, show us the way, and empower us with your Holy Ghost and fire to live that out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Once again, thank you so much for investing in us tonight. And we just thank God that this that the return on the investment is going, the sky's the limit. Or the sky is not even a limit for what God's going to do. Thank you so very much. Have a blessed night. Love you all. Have a blessed night.
Y'all tell the people them.